For a brief two-year window, 2020-21, Democrats held full sway in state government, controlling the governorship and both houses of the legislature. They made the best, to some, or worst, to others, of it, passing a raft of legislation that, even though the Old Dominion is now back in its more typical divided government status, hooray, has left Virginia tilted, perhaps permanently left. Fairfax County supervisors, 9 of the 10 being Democrats and none facing voters for 3 more years, almost assuredly will use a remnant of that 2020-21 Democratic dominance in Richmond later this fall, imposing a meals tax on a populace that twice has rejected it in referendums. Previous Virginia law had required counties like Fairfax to obtain voter approval for imposition of a meals tax, but that requirement is now a goner. There are arguments for and against a meals tax. We recognize the need to diversify taxation streams so local governments are not so heavily dependent on real estate taxes. But there's not a chance in this wide, wide world of ours that ladling a meals tax on top of other taxes in Fairfax County is going to result in a reduction in the burden of homeowners. On that you can bank.